Learn how to manage your energy and grow your capacity in 10 minutes a day. If you've ever heard me talk about energetic time management, it's the core skill that I teach all my clients. I created this over 10 years ago when I was in the middle of recovering from stage 4 cancer. I had to figure out how to work, how to parent, and take care of myself. And that's how ETM, or energetic time management, was born. And for a limited time, I'm going to be giving it away. Yep, you heard me correctly. I'm giving the actual skill and the step-by-step away to you. It's my ETM habit challenge. So head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/ETM, and use promo code podcast to get free access for a limited time.
Mama's in Control, episode 58.
Welcome to Mama's in Control, where it's all about helping women redefine the beautiful mess called life and parenting and take back control of what they truly desire. And now, here is your host, Heather Chauvin.
Welcome back. Okay, guys, I'm just going to get straight to the point today. Today, I'm going to be talking about fear and parenting. Yes, fear and parenting. And why am I talking about this? Because I would say that 90% or more of the marketing towards parenting is all out of fear, believe it or not. So I'm going to tell you a quick story. You may or may not know this. So I have 3 boys, 11, 6, and 3. And my oldest, his father, who has now passed away, who had severe mental health issues and died of a drug overdose. My son did not have a relationship with him. When I became a parent and I was aware of the chronic mental health issues in my son's biological father's life, I was very fearful, very fearful. I became terrified that it was genetic and that he was going to get, it was going to be passed down to him and yada, yada. You get it, right? I see this a lot with families of abuse, alcoholism, all of these things of how do I break this cycle? What's going to happen? Is this genetic? Is this not? So as time went on, hence the reason why I'm in the field that I am, I immersed myself into mental health. And so when I first took the approach of mainstream mental health, my fear actually grew bigger because mainstream mental health is an advocate for it's genetic. You know, it's a chemical imbalance. It's very bathed in pharmaceutical industry, and there's not a lot of leaders. There's a lot of followers. So there's nobody questioning anything. It's more of like, this is the protocol. This is what we do. So for whatever reason, I've been given this God-given gift to piss people off and ask questions. I've always been this way. This is why I did not do well in grade school, because I would question everything, and teachers of authority do not like it when a student is questioning authority. So I started to ask questions of, there has to be another way. This can't be it. How can I? And so when my son was 4 and he started presenting anxiety and anger, my fear was through the roof, through the roof. Guys, it wasn't through the roof because I was worried about my son. It was through the roof because I was already telling myself the story of what his future looked like. I could already see him being a drug addict. I could already see him into drugs, harming himself, mental health, yada, yada, yada. I wasn't afraid of the anger that was in front of me. I was projecting into the future. My thoughts were projecting into the future. So as years passed and I learned to master mindset and master the thought process and master, you know, my own anxiety and my own fear and my own worry and my own anger and all of that, my own big emotions, I was then able to sit back and go, is this true? And my answer was, no, it's not true. That's an illusion. That's a story. And I cannot predict the future. But what I can do today is prevent that from happening, doing what I can in my power without burning myself out and running myself ragged. I can take daily action to support my son's mental health and to support my children's mental health. And so I can honestly say today, as my son is 11, that I am not scared. I am seriously not scared. Do I have curiosity? Yes, total curiosity. But the ultimate truth is that none of us know what tomorrow is going to bring. We really don't. So it doesn't matter if it's in your DNA. It doesn't matter if it's in your family history. You can be that change. You have to jump outside of everything that you know. And I know that's terrifying, but you can do it. So understanding your fear. So today's action step, I want you to write out, get a pen and a paper, and just write out what that story is. Write it out. I'm afraid that if I do this, nobody's going to like me and la-di-da-di-da, and then my kids are going to do this and da-da-da-da. And I want you to actually laugh at your story. Because this fear is not your truth. This fear is an illusion. And if you need additional support with this, I want you to hop on over to momisincontrol.com/livemoreyellless. I've created a free training video for you that's walking you step by step through a system that will help you get super crystal clear on how to become the parent that your soul craves while living the life that you truly deserve. So that's all I have for you today. Understand that fear is an illusion, guys. It's a fucking illusion. There's no truth to it at all. So stop convincing yourself that you suck, because you don't. You are oh so worthy of every desire you have. Talk soon.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life quiz. It takes you 2 minutes, and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life quiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.